Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het, Mishnah Bet. The Torah calls the Ben Sorer Umore a Zolel Vesove, someone who is a eater and a drinker, or you could really translate it as a glutton and a guzzler. And that's somebody who really eats and drinks in a very disgusting type of way. The definition of that is a halakha l'Moshe Mesinai, a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu received from Hashem, exactly how we define what a ben sorer umore is. Mishnah says, me'ematai hayab, when does a person get the punishment of a ben sorer umore? We spoke about the age in the last Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about how much he has to eat. Mishiochal tartemar basar, v'yishte hatzi log yayin ha'italki. When he eats a half a maneh of meat, and also drinks half of a log of Italian wine. Only a child who eats and drinks this amount in a row without stopping, and of course all the other conditions have to go a certain way as well, only that person could become a ben sorer umore. We're talking about Italian wine over here because it's excellent wine and it's very easily addictive. And this type of wine, Only a small amount would turn a child into a ben sorer umore, but if it was a less addictive type of wine, then the amount would be greater. The wine in those times was usually diluted, and this type of person here who drank this wine, is we're only talking about somebody who drank wine that was partially diluted. And like we said, he has to have them those full amounts in one shot without stopping. And that's the only way that he would become a ben sorer umore. And this has to be repeated behavior a number of times before he was warned. And he also was given malkut. He was given lashes for an earlier infraction. But eventually, when it hits a point that it's obvious that this kid is addicted, then we then turn him into a ben sorer umore. Rabbi Yose omer, mane basad velog yayin. Rabbi Yose disagrees with the amount and he doubles them. The amount that a person has to eat is a full mane of meat and a full log of wine. The Mishnah now is going to list situations where a person may have these amounts of meat and wine, but he still would not be a ben sorer umore. Achal b'chaburat mitzvah. If somebody ate at a gathering of a mitzvah, let's say he was together with Kohanim, who were eating meat of a korban, we say he wouldn't be a ben sorer umore, because when he's doing a mitzvah, the overindulging is for the sake of the mitzvah, and it's not going to turn him into a ben sorer umore. Achal b'ibur ha'chodesh, if he ate at a meal that they were all gathering to add another day to the month, in order to incentivize, to promote the edim to come forward to the bet din and tell if they saw a new moon or not, they would put out a beautiful spread of food, and people would show up and they would eat. And here, the situation is if this child brought meat and wine, he's involved in the mitzvah over there, so it's not going to be, it's not going to take him further down to eat in an excessive way. Achal ma'aser sheni birushalayim, or if he brought meat and wine with him as ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim, usually a person has to separate a portion of their produce and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or he could redeem it for money and then go spend that money on food and drink in Yerushalayim. So this child had a coin of redeemed ma'aser sheni, and he bought meat and wine with it in Yerushalayim, and he ate and drank it in that way, also fulfilling a mitzvah, so it wouldn't be part of this problem. Achal nevelot utrefot shekatzim udmasim, or if he ate forbidden meat of a nevela, or a terefa, or a sheketz, or the remasim, if he ate any of these types of foods, all different styles of non-kosher animals, then he would not be violating the ben sorer umore. We learn from the Torah that only eating kosher food is part of the ben sorer umore world, but not unkosher food, which all of these are. Achal tevel u'ma'aser rishon shelo nitela terumato u'ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh shelo nifdu. Or if he ate tevel, that's food that ma'aser wasn't removed from, terumato ma'aser weren't removed from, or ma'aser rishon shelo nitela terumato. Or if you have ma'aser rishon, which is the portion that's separated and given to the Levi, but Levi has to take off a portion of what he gets and gives it to a Kohen. That portion is called terumat ma'aser. If he has the ma'aser rishon that the terumat ma'aser wasn't separated from, it's a problem to eat it. So if, let's say if that was the meat or the wine that he ate from, really we're talking about the wine in the situation. Ma'aser sheni, v'hekdesh shelo nifdu, or if you have ma'aser sheni, let's say there was a wine or grape product that he had to redeem because he wasn't going to bring it to Yerushalayim, and let's say he didn't redeem it and he drank that wine, or hekdesh. Hekdesh is something he dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash. And he didn't want to have to bring it, so he was going to redeem it and then bring the money to Yerushalayim instead. In all these cases, if he didn't redeem it, he just ate the food, achal davar shu mitzvah, or he ate something that was a mitzvah for him to eat. Talking about something probably dirabanan, because we spoke out earlier something that was a mitzvah, a haburat mitzvah here. Maybe he was comforting a mourner and having a meal with them. Ve'davar shu avera, or he ate something that was a sin for him to eat. Maybe here we're talking about him eating on a fast day. Achal kol ma'achal ve'lo achal basar. Or if he ate any food but didn't eat meat. Shata kol mashke ve'lo shata yayin. Or he drank any drink that wasn't wine. Eno na'ase ben tzorer moreh. In these cases, he would not be a ben tzorer moreh. Ad shi'ochal basar ve'ishte yayin. Until he drinks wine and he eats meat. Shene emad zolel ve'soveh. Like we learned out that he is eating excessively, and he's guzzling wine. This is talking about meat and wine. Even though we don't have a direct proof that a zolel is somebody who eats meat, and a sove is somebody who guzzles down, drinks down wine, we have a hint to it in the pasuk. Don't be like those people who guzzle wine. So we see this sove over here. Next word is wine. It's talking about wine. Bezolele basar lamo. Don't be somebody who is gluttonously eating meat, disgustingly eating meat. Don't be one of those people. So we see zolel vesove are directly connected in the pasuk to meat and to wine. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het, Mishnah Gimel. Somebody becomes a ben sureru more if they steal and take that money to buy meat and wine. It depends on the context of how they stole it, where they stole it from, where they ate the meat and the wine, where all that went down. That affects if somebody is going to be considered a ben sorer umore. Mishnah says, Ganav mishel aviv ve'achal birshut aviv. If he stole money from his father and then bought meat and wine with it, and then ate it also in his father's property, or another case, Mishel Aharim ve'achal b'rishut Aharim. If he stole money from other people and he bought meat and wine with it and he ate that meat and wine on some other property, or Mishel Aharim ve'achal b'rishut Aviv, or he stole money from others, bought meat and wine with it and consumed that meat and wine on his father's property. In all of these cases, Ena na'ase ben sorer umore. He's not considered to be a ben sorer umore. Ad she gnov mishel aviv veyochal birshut aharim. Unless he steals from his father, buys meat and wine with that money, and then eats the meat and drinks the wine on the property of somebody else. What we're really saying over here is, we're putting this kid to death because he's going down a very bad track in life of pleasure, of self-indulgence, and he's going to just continue down that road and eventually get to a point where he murders to support his habit. So what we're saying over here in this Mishnah is, to be a ben sorer umoreh, it has to be done a certain way, where you steal firstly from your father. If you steal from your father, that's the easiest way to get it done. A person's in his father's house, he's around, he's always there, so that's the easiest way for him to do it, as opposed to stealing from others, where that's more difficult and he may not continue down that difficult path. But he's going to the easy path of stealing from his father, and then even the eating has to be done on somebody else's property. If it's being done on somebody else's property, he doesn't have that fear of his father catching him. So that's also easier to eat elsewhere, away from his father, where his father doesn't see that he's drinking the wine and eating the meat. That's considered to be an easier situation, where he's not doesn't have that fear within him. So that's how he becomes a ben sorer umoreh, steals from his father, buys meat, and then eats that meat and drinks that wine on a different property. Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad sheignov mishel aviv umishel imo. Adds in Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Not only does he have to steal from his father in order to be a ben sorer moreh, but like we learn out from the actual pasuk, it says that he violated both his mother and his father. So it says this opinion that he doesn't just, it can't be that he just stole from his father, but he has to steal from his mother as well.